From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Spanish officials are debating their next move after Catalonian President Carles Puigdemont proclaimed he had a mandate to declare independence following an October 1st referendum. But he stunned everyone by calling a suspension in order to hold talks with Madrid. Spain's Foreign Minister Afonso Dastis called it trickery.
Arribats en aquest moment històric,
Puigdemont said, "We have reached this historical moment to declare an independent republic," but he also said compromise is necessary. The Catalan leader has been under intense international pressure to avoid an independence declaration. Spain's deputy prime minister, Soraya Sáenz de Santamaría, said the referendum was illegal and accused Puigdemont of creating tension and uncertainty. She said any talks must take place within the law. Atlantic Council Spanish analyst Carlos Castillo said he is bewildered by the Catalan leader's words and deeds.
When you've gathered such momentum, stopping short of declaring independence felt underwhelming for a lot of the pro-independence movements and very confusing, honestly, because then they went ahead and signed the Declaration of Independence anyway.
Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy is set to address the Spanish Parliament later Wednesday on Madrid's reaction. Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga Tuesday withdrew from the court-ordered presidential election rerun October 26, insisting a lack of reform, the country's election commission will result in another fraudulent outcome.
The commission CEO was the coup plotter in chief, and his litany of senior secretariat staff continue to dominate the operations of the commission and stifle any attempt to initiate reforms at the commission.
His decision leaves incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta the likely winner of the election. This is VOA News. According to a South Korean lawmaker, North Korean hackers have stolen classified military documents, including wartime operational plans, to destroy North Korea's leadership. Ruling Democratic Party official Ri Chol-hee said the information was taken from the Defense Integrated Data Center in September last year. Risk management consultant and former Air Force intelligence officer Cedric Layton was surprised.
What is interesting to me about this is that this kind of data was not kept on a more secure network.
The South Korean Defense Ministry has not confirmed restatements. The U.S. Defense Department has so far declined comment. The revelation comes as U.S. B-1 bombers took part in show of force drills over the Sea of Japan amid nuclear and missile tensions with Pyongyang. Tens of thousands filled a football stadium Tuesday in the Myanmar city Yangon for an interfaith rally, a show of unity as the country deals with a security crackdown targeting Rohingya Muslims. Participant monk U Nyandasa said, "We are all human beings. We will live better lives if we stay together peacefully, no matter what our religion is." The rally brought together members of the majority Buddhists, along with Hindus, Muslims, and Christians. More than 500,000 Rohingya Muslims have fled violence in western Rakhine State into neighboring Bangladesh since late August. Fast-moving wildfires continue raging across the wine country of Northern California. At least 15 are known dead, dozens unaccounted for. Hundreds of homes have been destroyed. The flames of an estimated 17 separate fires have consumed more than 46,000 hectares since Sunday. Local resident Mark Hyatt was surprised his home had so far been spared.
By the time I got up here to where my truck was hooked up to the boat, the fire was already halfway down the mountain, and there were embers everywhere, and the wind was just crazy, and there was this huge roar of the flames.
Tens of thousands have been forced to flee the flames. Meanwhile, firefighters are battling blazes in Southern California. Ethiopia's central bank devalued its currency Tuesday 15% to boost exports. Ethiopia is the biggest exporter of coffee, but has seen sales decline because of weak commodity prices. Two American astronauts, Mark Vandehey and Randy Bresnik, installed a high-definition video camera outside the International Space Station Tuesday and made progress repairing the lab's robotic arm in a six-hour spacewalk. The station is home to six astronauts, three Americans, two Russians, and an Italian. The last privately owned Leonardo da Vinci painting, one of a handful known to exist, is on the auction block at Christie's in New York. The painting, a portrait of Christ dating to about 1500, is expected to sell for about $100 million. It disappeared after being auctioned back in 1763, resurfaced in 1900. The auction is to be held November 15th. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.